The flags flying over the U.S. Capitol are at half staff today in honor of former Senator Ted Stevens. They will remain that way until his internment. The decision was made by congressional leaders. One of the Alaska National Guardsmen who responded to the plane crash that killed Stevens and four others described the rescue today. Senior Master Sergeant Jonathan Davis was one of two pararescue airmen who were dropped at the scene early yesterday morning. Their helicopter couldn't land at the site, so they were hoisted down to the ground. Davis says one of the survivors was outside the plane, but the other three were still inside the wreckage.
It was quiet. None of the survivors were really talking. They were all, you know, they had spent the night out there. I think they were pretty exhausted dealing with their pains and ailments. There was fuel. The smell of fuel was on the ground. And initially, I didn't really want to cut the airplane because of the smell of fuel. But it turned out that we really just had to make a bigger hole to get folks out. Really muddy and wet. There were alders all around that we had to clear out. The footing was very difficult. By the time we left there, we were all covered in mud.
The four medical professionals who reached the site Monday evening helped the survivors make it through the long, cold night. Davis says they kept the victims warm with blankets, but didn't have any medical supplies. They were able to bring some supplies in on the helicopter, but then had to hike a long way to reach the crash site. They couldn't carry the heavy load of supplies over the alder and scree-covered hillside in bad weather.
There wasn't much medical care that had taken place before we got there. They just didn't have the resources to do so. And to move patients too much could have caused more injuries than they already had.
Davis says the survivors suffered from spine injuries. One had a compound lower leg fracture, one had a possible fractured pelvis, and another had an ankle injury. He says the young teenager who was sitting in the front seat was the only survivor who was outside the plane.
Emotionally, he was pretty distraught, I believe. I don't know if he really understood everything that had happened to everyone in that airplane. But while we were there, he was napping and in and out of napping. We had to kind of constantly wake him up to make sure that, you know, he didn't have a head injury and such. But he also had a broken ankle. So he couldn't quite walk around.
Davis says the survivors were sitting throughout the plane, from the front to the very rear of the aircraft. He says the most difficult part of the rescue was getting them on spine boards and out of the fuselage.
We would immobilize them in some form or another, and then we would take them out of the plane itself through the hole that we had made, and we would then put them in a Stokes litter. And we then moved them down the hill to below the crash site by about 25, 30 yards, 40 yards, and we hoisted them into the helicopter from there.
The four survivors were flown yesterday to Providence Hospital in Anchorage. The hospital lists former NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe in critical condition. His son, Kevin O'Keefe, is in serious condition, along with Jim Morhard. A fourth survivor, teenager William Phillips Jr., is not in the Providence patient database. But that doesn't mean he isn't at the hospital. Patients can opt out of the system.